Now, in those days, there weren't that many real estate agents. How would you go about looking?
Well, we talked to every real estate agent in town, and we said we wanted 15 acres of land with a view, if possible, up to 15 acres of land with a view, if possible, and that we were going to build a house and use it in the summertime as well as in the wintertime. And we did that for almost 2 years. They never came up with a piece of property that we thought was worth doing. And finally, I gave up, and I started looking for property that wasn't for sale. And my wife and I found a place up on the end, at the end of Edson Hill Road, where it dead-ended into an old logging trail. And we climbed up in the meadow there. Of course, all that land had originally been farmed back in the early 1900s. It was cleared. There were stone fences all over. Some of it was pasture land. Some of it had grown back into forests. But the place that we found had a... We sat and picnicked almost every day we were here in the summertime on the spot where we said, this is where we're going to build our house. I wonder who owns the land. We nosed around a bit and found out that it was owned by George and Hannah Thompson, who had at that time, I think, over 400 acres of property that they'd acquired. George was from Albany. He met his wife over in Paris just before World War II. They fell in love. He married her and brought her back to the United States. She was from Hungary. George got tired of life in Albany. He said, Hannah, let's go up to Stowe. He bought an oil supply business bought an old farmhouse. And they, every time a piece of property came available that was contiguous to them, they just kept buying it. It was cheap. Soon he acquired, I think it was over 400 acres. In any event, I said, we have to get to know George and Hannah Thompson and convince them that they just can't spend the rest of their life without us as neighbors. I would say that my wife was at least as successful as I had been in persuading the Thompsons that they couldn't get along without us. And so at the same time, he said to Jane Page, who owned the property next to us, that he promised to sell her a property if he ever sold. She wanted more property to protect her thing. So he promised her that he would, if he ever sold part of that property, he would give her first refusal rights on it. And so that's where I met Jane Page, Jane Walter Page. And Jane is one of the most interesting of the old Stowite skiers, because Jane is one of the founders of the Foster Place, which in the mid-70s, when we were talking about the Foster Place, really wasn't operative anymore. It had changed into something else. I don't know what it was, but it was the original bed and breakfast or lodge. At that time, I didn't know much about it. I just heard stories from Jane Page and her first cousin, Wog Simino, who lived right across the street from her on Edson Hill.
And Mr. Page, where were the Pages from originally?
Walter Page was chairman of Morgan Guarantee Bank. And they lived in Oyster Bay or somewhere near there on Long Island. Jane was, her maiden name was Morgan. And Carol Simino's maiden name was Morgan. They were first cousins.
Is that Woggs?
Woggs.
Yes.
Right.
Well, somehow you managed to convince George Thompson to sell you the land.
Yes, it wasn't easy, but I caught him in a... I caught George in a moment where his defense mechanism was weakened. George was a bit of a hypochondriac in a nice way, and he was feeling that not so good one day when I happened to talk to him. And he said, "Well," he said, maybe I'll do this." He said, "You know, I just get very upset when I think about if something happened to me, what would Hannah do with these with 400 acres? She wouldn't know what to do with this, et cetera. And maybe I ought to get rid of, maybe I ought to sell Jane Page her 25 acres, and you can have it." The rest of the property there, it's about 25 acres, something like that. And I gulped a bit thinking, I wanted 15 or less, but we'll see how this works out. So George and I shook hands at that point. I said, "Okay, I'll buy it." I said, "What's the price?" And he said, "Well, it's about 25 acres. That's about what it is. How about $5,000 an acre?" And I said, "Well, that I think I can afford that if you'll take a note back." And Jared said, "Well, I don't have any use for the money anyway, so might as well earn interest on it." And so we shook hands. And then we came to surveying it, and the surveyor was, it turned out that there was no definite line to demark the George's property from the property I wanted to buy. And George said, "Well, just take it up the waterway there. There's a stream that runs down between, whatever that is." I said, "Well, George, that's going to be more acreage." "Well, that's junk acreage. I'll only charge you $1,000 an acre for that."